Hey there, Punchers. If you were going to be in Philadelphia this Friday for PAX Unplugged East, we will be there as well. So if you are attending, make sure to hit us up. We would love to get to meet you guys, get a few photos, and let's try to get a game going. You never know what can happen that day. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the episode. All right, Kelly, today's bant is one you're going to be excited about. It's going to be about sports.
Okay? Yay!
Yeah. So I got a fun activity. I want you guys to think up a D&D monster-related sports team name. If you can make up a team name that had to incorporate a D&D monster, maybe not even a monster, but just like ideally a monster, but like a D&D Pathfinder-related name.
Well, I mean, the obvious one is the Owlbears.
The Owlbears, of course.
You know, and yeah. Like the mascot is an owlbear.
Isn't yeah, yeah.
So not like a person in an owlbear suit, no, an actual owlbear. Kind of like how like you know how the Navy yeah. team they have like a real goat
yeah.
that makes appearances.
Yes,
and
exactly,
you know,
yeah.
Army sometimes steals the goat, you know, that sort of thing. this would be an actual owlbear.
Yeah.
We're gonna use CRISPR to genetically modify the DNA of an owl and a bear and create an owlbear.
I'm all for it. The Miami Dolphins had like a dolphin, didn't they? For like they would Miami Dolphins mascot, because didn't they actually use a dolphin for a while?
I hope they didn't.
not like at the stadium. Yeah, not like at the games, but like,
I mean, this is literally the plot of Ace Ventura.
Yeah, I know yeah. that, but like, Glace is out.
I'm going to say the Kelpies.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, the Kelpies. Oh, that's a good one.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm thinking
they are a water polo team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, easy.
They play for keeps, too. The Absalom Archons.
Ooh.
Ooh. The sort of
some alliteration,
yeah, yeah, and the angelic presence of the
yeah.
the iconics, yeah,
the Magnemar Rune Lords,
ooh,
yeah,
they're overpowered.
They're literally Rune Lords, just giants stepping onto the field.
They bought the refs.
The refs are literally charmed,
and of course, their quarterback's Patrick Mahomes.
Just put a whole bunch of Rune Lords and Patrick Mahomes. Like, wait a minute. No, he was the best we had.
He's just here. He's good.
I did Google about the Miami Dolphins, and they did once. They did have a dolphin as an actual dolphin as their mascot once. But yeah, so short-lived thing. But I always like the Owlbears. I think that's a fun one. I would definitely having like the gelatinous cubes or something like that would also be cool. Just like doing like, you know, classic D&D monsters.
The only problem with like the gelatinous cubes is that all their fans would be wasted because they'd just be taking Jello shots.
what's different?
No problems here.
Yeah. Have you been to a football game?
The gelatinous cubes is like the middle-aged softball team thing where you got all these dads on the field
yeah.
that are like that their knees are hurting and they're just yep. like, yeah, let's get a beer afterwards.
It's like softball league.
Yeah, yeah, it's a softball team right there.
Some of the few there that I had seen was the Mauling Mimics. Anything to do with like wyverns, like, you know, the winged wyverns or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I always, manticores are one of my favorite creatures, and I feel like just like the manticores or like the manly manticores or something like that would just be a cool name. I'll put these into a pile because we're starting a team, okay, in real life for the sport of jugger. Have you heard about this?
Nope.
Nope.
Oh boy.
We are all exactly going to be into this. Okay. It is a, imagine LARPing with football. Okay. So okay. There's a ball in the middle of the field, and then you, the players, have to try to get control of the ball, and using LARPing weapons such as like foam swords and shields and like a flail, you have to like defend your team while also getting the ball, getting control of the ball, and then like getting it into a goal. I have watched some of this. It looks like some of the most intense like contact sport I've ever seen in my life. It looks so cool. So
it's based off a movie.
Yeah. It just became a thing.
Yeah. The Salute of Jugger, but in the US it was released as Blood of Heroes. 1989. Yeah. I want to see it.
Yeah, so that being said, we should watch this movie and then we should start a team.
How many people do you need on the team?
Let's see. How many roles are there? A team is composed of 8 following persons, five of which are allowed to be on the field.
Oh.
So, when quick, sometimes spelled quick. So quick, in the first context there was Q-W-I-K, and then also spelled quick. An unarmed player and the only one allowed to touch the skull or ball. Okay. Maximum one chain. A player armed with a chain. It's literally just like a 12-foot long chain with a foam ball on the end of it. 3 or if no chain, 4 enforcers, which are armed with their choice of weapons except a chain, may handle the skull with their weapons. And up to 3 substitutes who may replace any player between points. So there's like roles and stuff like that. Like this thing is like intense. Like the amount of work that goes into like one of these games and just the team wake up and stuff like that. Please pull over your car right now or whatever you're doing. Stop this episode. Go watch some Jugger clips and tell me that's not the best sport you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah. Like, are you listening to this on the way to work by chance? Pull over on the side of the highway. Turn on your hazards. Be late for work and look at videos of Jagger.
Be late. Tell them I said so.
Yeah,
say,
yeah.
Tell your boss to go to hell.
Live in the moment for once in your life and do this.
Drive heedlessly to work. Don't stop. Just keep going. Finish it. Finish your commute. Then look it up.
Mark's like, be responsible.
Do crimes. Speed to work as fast as you can, and then pull up Jugger videos.
This poor listener, they have no idea what to do.
They're yelling at the radio, what do you want? What do you want from me?
Money.
Well, if they're asking a podcast what to do, then I'm more concerned about their actual life in general. Well, I guess we gotta do it.
And that's what's gonna lead into our first sponsor message, BetterHelp.
BetterHelp.
Because if you're listening to a podcast for life advice,
you're getting bullied by your podcasts.
Yeah, you ever been yelling at your radio? We've all been there. you ever stopping on the side of the road to look at sports clips? Yeah, us too. That's why I use BetterHelp. They're not sponsored. Stop. We're not.
We're not. Yeah, they're too expensive. Go find a therapist that's within your network if you have health insurance. If you don't, sign up for state insurance.
Or bottle it up. Yeah.
If you don't sign up for state insurance.
Don't go to a bar. You go to a bar, go find a guy on the corner that looks a little off, and then you talk to him, and he'll give you sage advice. It's worked wonders.
Mark, thanks for explaining so much.
Mark, I've talk done to that nothing. Guy. I've done nothing criminal. Don't worry about
Jake,
it.
So Jake, have you looked up if there's a Jugger League nearby?
There are 2 close to us. Of them is in Fairfax, Virginia, I think. The other one is like outside of Philly. So,
ooh, that's close. Not close.
Close. That's not close. Some air, like, somewhere close.
Close-ish.
We can start one. Here.
Start the grassroots league here.
Right in the D.C. Baltimore area.
There's no Baltimore chapter.
No, but we can do that. You know, I was just thinking of a different team name, by the way, since from us. Breach Hill, the Breach Hill Basilisk. Probably just because, I don't know actually what's the level of Basilisk, but the Breach Hill Bargist. Bargists. Oh, yeah, that's a good one, yeah. That seems like a fun little team. Yeah. Or the Mwangi Manticores.
Didn't we fight a Bargus in like book one?
You fought a Greater Bargus, and that was the one that tore you guys up. That was the one that when I looked it up on Reddit, everybody was like, is this thing over leveled?
Yes.
To that point, the team name could easily just be the Pose, and we could just be like the ghost like from Legend of Zelda. And it would also be a throw to Edgar Allan Poe, who's, you know, born and raised in Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Yeah. Just saying, it's all there. We got everything we need.
Yeah, historically that guy was never depressed.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't really matter. He got a really good football team named after him, so I mean, I don't know.
And the Raven was named after him, which, you know.
Hey, there was some beer that was named after him as well. That's fine.
I remember having some of that with you, I think.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. It's got his pumpkin-sized head on the fucking cover.
Yeah, I was going to say his massive head. Looks like a Tim Burton character.
He was a Tim Burton character.
Well, you guys are not... are not strangers to the sport of combat, as you guys are about to get back into this combat, as you guys are fighting. How many dwarves? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 dwarves still.
Too many.
7.
They're still around. But let's go over what happened last episode, where after you killed the last bruiser in this encounter, the dwarves decided, fuck it, let's surround him, let's get in there, and let's start separating them. And they did do that, because you guys are a bit separated here. But they are surrounding Grimshaw, save for one square, which is Elkwood. So then they managed to, like, what, they knocked you down, Grimshaw. Kezra's also on the ground. Like, they're using a bit better tactics than you guys have encountered. Now, that was the end of their turn. So, Kezra, it does come to you, who you are prone.
So, I forget. Do we know if these guys have attacks of opportunity?
They don't. They do not.
It was the other guys. You've fought plenty of them. I'll tell you, they do not have attacks of opportunity.
Okay. Kezra will stand, and he will release a dragon breath. God almighty, roast these three guys.
Yeah, there's three to the south of you that are a perfect line.
Reflex saves.
One of them is most certainly going to die. Can't imagine he's going to live, even if he succeeds. So I'll go top to bottom here. So reflex save on the first one, 21, that is a fail.
Yep.
Second one, he's still sickened too. So his reflex save is a little worse, 20.
Fail.
And then the last guy, let's see if it even matters, 26, so fail.
Yep.
Okay. Do you do more than 13 points of damage?
So on 11 d6, rolled a 45 damage.
Oh my god, okay.
I guess that was more.
That is 45 is more than 13, so that last Scarlet Tribe member, he was number 6, so he is dead.
Woo!
The other two take 45, though?
Yep.
Oh boy. Okay.
It's pretty what's funny is that there were 7 dwarves.
There were 7.
There were 7. I was looking. I was like, I could have sworn there were. And yeah, he's in a previous room and dead. I call him Daddy.
That, yeah. Fred. Fred's dead. Zed's dead, baby. Alright. And that was the end of your turn because he's good to stand up first.
Yep.
Okay. Sir Benson Black.
Okay, well, I'm going to swing at the fine gentleman in front of me.
And then we are flanking. I'm still threatening. I might be on the ground, but I'm scrappy.
He's a biter.
give me your thick dwarven ankles.
I just rolled a natural 20.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Alright, there's another one. There goes another. Kelly's gonna another pull one. The ultimate crit card for you. I just know it.
Decapitate.
Yeah.
Do we got? Oh. Oh, that one. That's actually a really stinky one.
Ah.
Oh.
weapon strike, deal normal damage to one of the target enemy's weapons.
What?
Oh, he's only got a flail.
Can we just not? Can we just pull another one? Because that's
yes, I'm gonna pull another one. That was stupid. That was only for Jake.
Wait, what is that?
Hold on a second. So doesn't Jake have to decide whether or not we can pull another card?
Tim, I do. Shut up. And you hit his flail. I don't even know what the flail's made of, to be honest, but
it's just regular. There's
it doesn't give a.
I don't like this at all.
Well.
Sorry, buddy.
What do you get for rolling 20s?
Kelly, you could have just looked at the card and not said anything and got a new one. This to yourself.
Yeah, John, blame Kelly.
I do 20 damage to his fucking flail.
Yeah, that sounds like a broken flail to me.
You still do damage to him.
Take that.
Oh, you still do damage to him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay, 20 damage to him.
Okay.
That's not as bad as I thought. I thought you were implying that it was only to the flail.
That would piss me off.
Yeah. All right, well, because you could just do that, I think, right? Can you target weapons?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it's at a negative if you're not trained for it or something.
Second swing was a 30.
30, that is a hit.
Thirteen points of damage.
All right.
And final swing with plus 10. 19.
19 to hit. No. That is a miss.
All right. That's my turn.
Okay, then. Grimshaw.
All right. Grimshaw's going to stand up. Oh, I forgot. They don't have tax of opportunity. This is great.
That's when Jake's like, actually, just on you. Yeah, right. Oh, that would have been so. Oh, I should have did that. I should have been like, and they take our attack of opportunity, and you guys would have been like, what the fuck? you said it with confidence.
So that was my first action. Second action, I am going to use the Morningstar of Milani to strike out against the thug that is between Benson and I. We're going to work on that one because, I mean, Kezra's got the rest. Easy. 26.
26. Because you are flanking, that will be a hit.
Woohoo! I rolled terribly. It was a 5. 5 in the die. For the listeners. Oh, man. Okay. I have used this flail. I think I've hit 3 times from last episode into this episode, right?
Okay.
I have rolled the same damage, the same exact damage for these 3 strikes. And guess what it is? It's a 1 and it's a 2. So I did 9 points of piercing damage. What? There are more numbers on this dice. Maybe they don't know that. Don't know there's more numbers.
Are you sure? Did you check? Did you check and see if it
is? I think your dice might be stupid, dude.
I think that's the issue.
It starts counting, gets to 2, and is like, I can never get past this point.
All right, last action. I'm feeling bold and dangerous. I am going to strike again. The Morningstar hungers. And maybe it did hunger enough, because that is a 28.
That's a hit.
All right. I'm giving these dice one more chance.
All right.
And maybe this
is one. I don't know why.
One more chance is too many. All right. I saw the 2, and I was about to freak out. But the second was an 8, so we're fine. So that's 16 points of piercing damage.
16.
Damn. He's still up.
Yeah, that guy was barely touched, actually.
Oh.
all right. Oakwood, you have 2 options.
Yeah, I do.
4 options if you want to potentially attack Grimshaw or Benson.
Oh, or I could just tumble through like everybody, because see if their reflex save is high enough on my acrobatics, but
probably not.
You could move through my square diagonally and then into the difficult terrain space. You don't have to tumble through at all.
Yeah, there's a dead dwarf that you could walk into the space.
Body surf on him. Boom!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan likes a skateboard.
Then you could get in flanking and...
Yeah, I'm thinking about
nice.
it.
Nice.
He's
So yeah, he's actually going to do that. He's going to move diagonally.
Okay.
Boop. Now he's over here.
That is a bunk bed where you are, so you can't stand there.
That means I have the high ground.
Stand up on top.
So that is a bunk bed.
They're all bunk beds, so you can't stand in that spot.
Well, stupid. then I'll go over here. So okay. I'll super flank here.
Yeah. Okay.
Light chain.
That guy actually has less HP, so that is a flank.
Are there any comic book hero sheets on these bunk beds? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
All of them are reading comic books that are like the dwarf or Duergar version of superheroes, but like they're like the mean versions. Mm-hmm. So it's like the what do they call it? Like a
Sinister Six or whatever.
Like the Sinister Six, yeah. But it's like the Sinister Six as if they were dwarves.
See, I'm just imagining Captain Planet villains. Just straight up got these like evil like super pollution hate.
And Captain Planet was a good show.
It was an interesting show. Yes,
I liked it.
So much fun about that show, but anyway, move first action.
Yep.
Second action, hunt prey on this guy.
Yep.
And third action, he's going to quick draw the. I was just thinking. I was like, man, I do have the bonk stick though. He's gonna do the bonk stick. The great club.
Bonk.
Great club is out. I have a less to hit with this thing, but I don't think it matters with the 36.
Nope, that'll be a crit.
Yes.
This dude is sickened and he's flanked.
Right.
So,
oh my god.
A lot going on. Not in his favor.
Oh my god. So, D10s, it's an 8 and a 2, and then Boxcars on the D8s.
Ooh.
Oh my god.
Plus the strength modifier and everything. Mm-hmm. So that equates to 64 points of damage there, buddy.
Jesus Christ. Please describe your kill.
Well, he just winds up and batter ups this guy's head, and he just hits his head clean off, and it like ricochets past Grimshaw the other dwarf, and then Benson. It just boosts right past it.
You hear the Super Smash Brothers
the home run bats.
Yeah, there's a home run bat noise.
It's the one. It was there. Did little you know? There's Wonder Bat carved onto the top, onto the side of it.
It was carved
from a piece of a tree that was felled by lightning.
You saw him go over there, and you saw sort of sparkle as Elkwa was winding up. Uh-oh.
Wow, he's swinging really slow all of a sudden. Oh, shit. Yeah, but that guy's head is gone.
All right. Okay, after that comes to you, Scarlet Triad Thug number one. So this is the guy that just got flanked by Benson and Grimshaw. So he is going to... You don't want to be flanked by you two anymore. I think he's going to step. No, if he steps, that's not a good thing. He will. 5, 10, 15, 20. He's gonna. They only really like to attack things that they have two friends at. And the only person that is Grimshaw or Kezra. These guys are cowards, so he'll go for Kezra. So he will walk right up to Kezra. He will attempt to trip you with the flail.
What flail?
Oh, that's right. The
flail is destroyed.
He can't do that. All right, then he'll just do a...
He can trip with his hand.
He could trip with his hand.
That's all he's got.
It's true. Let me see, because they might have other things. Nope, he doesn't. All right, then yeah, he'll just trip with his hand. So it's going to just pretty much be this without... Got the bonus there. So the athletics was 35.
Yeah, I tripped. I'm tripped.
Okay. All right. And then he will attack you with his foot. I don't know. Because it tries to stomp on your head. With that, it was a 23 to hit you.
Miss.
Okay.
Wow.
That was his turn. Scarlet tried number three. He's going to try and... I think he'll try and swing. Yeah, he'll do the same thing. So he'll try to trip you. Oh no, you're tripped. So he'll just attack you with the flail then.
He's attacking Kezra.
Yes.
Okay.
29 to hit you.
Yeah, it hits.
Okay. So this is going to be with pack attack because he's got two friends near him. 25 points of bludgeoning damage.
And this is going to be a liberating step.
Thank you.
So minus 13 off of that, and you're on the ground. So
I'm
prone. I don't think you can step.
Cannot step when you're
cannot
prone.
Step.
Second attack. That is going to be a miss. Third attack, miss. Scarlet Triad number four. So another guy swinging on you, Kez. Get the orc! Get him! 31 to hit you.
Yeah.
Okay. Pack attack on. 21 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
Second attack. Miss. Third attack. 28 hit.
Yeah, it hit.
Okay.
Damn.
Incredible roll on the last one. that is going to be 16 points of bludgeoning damage. This is almost minimum. Alright, Scarlet Triad Slug number 5. So this is the guy that's down there in the bottom. He's kind of feeling a little lonely. But he is flanking Grimshaw with two of his friends. So he will strike out at you, Grimshaw.
Okay.
You're standing, aren't you?
Yes.
Alright, trip.
Alright.
Natural one.
Yay! You trip.
God, your bad luck has continued on this episode instead of going back to your good luck.
I know. Yeah, I mean, this was a trip attempt, so...
Was this with the... it was a trip attempt.
It was with the flail, so he just drops it and then picks it up, and then he'll just swing again.
Oh.
So, I mean, that makes my turns easy, actually. I can do this. I imagine a 29 will miss you, though, even flanked.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, okay. It does. Barely.
Barely, though. Kezra, it is your turn.
All right. Dang. What I want to do is, like...
Fireball.
I use my fireballs, and I'm on the ground. Damn. What do I want to do?
I know, they're a little bit more spread out than they were a minute ago, so.
And he can't just walk through.
But which one? The one to my south, the one that looks the most injured?
Yes. Yeah.
Alright. Kezra will... Dang. Being on the ground... Sucks. He will summon his claws.
Okay.
And stand up. And he will attack the southernmost one.
All right.
So the new gauntlet that he's wearing.
Yes.
Take off prone and off guard.
Prone's one of those things that it's just like, oh my god, it's like, you gotta get up. Yeah. Waste an action.
Got so many. All right, so he lifts the Cornigan claw, and it starts to like sizzle and like embers like fall off of it, and like, lightning crackles from it as well. 31 to hit.
That is a hit.
Hell yeah. Alright. Wasn't able to rage because I had to stand up, but...
It was a really good pun, though. I like pun.
Shut up. Where's the other D6? Oh, there it is. Okay. Oh man, this is a good roll. Alright, that's going to be 7. It's going to be 23 damage.
Whoa!
Alright. Damn. Not bad at all. Okay. And that was all three of your actions?
Yeah, annoyingly.
Okay. Sir Benson, it is your turn.
Okay, so I am now going to move up behind this other fine slaver here. And I'm going to swing.
Yeah, break up that grouping there.
Right. 39.
Against... yeah, that is a crit.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
Hold on, let me triple check and make sure my math's right here.
Just casually, just a 39.
Oh, 39.
Damn, that's awesome.
Yeah, you have a plus 21, so...
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Okay.
Sweet, sweet double damage.
Cut him down.
Trying! It 34 points of slashing damage.
All right,
saucy.
Right, and now he's flat. And now he's flat-footed to you. Oh wait, no, never mind. That's only arc.
Yeah.
And
oh, yep.
Final swing. 29.
That's it.
Damn, really?
Yeah, they're lower AC compared to...
Yeah, I mean, these are some of, like, the earlier things you guys fought, so...
That's true.
59 points of damage.
Huh?
Wait, what?
15, Jesus, oh. Sorry.
I was like, whoa.
I was like, I was saying the number, and I was just like, wait, what?
Hold it out in his bed, so he had some secret abilities.
He only used 1% of his
power. Yeah. I took whatever Joe Rogan sells as a supplement, and now my brain is fully unlocked.
I eyes are glowing.
Slinging those Alex Jones vitamins.
What a nootropics and shit. Alright. Top of round 12, Grimshaw.
Oh man, it's like, do I keep trying my luck at the one directly north? I think I'm actually going to take a step to the left, slide to the left, and then I'm going to crisscross, and then I'm going to strike at the Morningstar Milani. You thought I was going to say clap your hands. I fooled y'all. That was a crack die.
Totally fooled. My night has been ruined.
Oh, baby! That is a 40.
Oh my god,
40?
Yeah, 19 plus 21, baby. That's 40.
Yep, it sure is. I was going to say, how's that not a natural 20? But yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, we're rolling crit damage, buddy.
Crit.
Which guy? This is going against the guy you're flanking with, Kezra. North.
Yep, okay. Flanking with Kezra. We're taking this baby out. 12 plus 6 is 18, so that is 30. 642 points of damage.
Oh my god. Holy crap. Please describe your kill.
Alright, so Grimshaw slides to the left and reaches out with the Morningstar in a deft motion right to the side and just crumbles under the weight. The Morningstar still lodged in the side of this thug, and you just see it pulsating with that unnatural purple hue, and you just see Grimshaw as the death drinking property gets activated as my reaction, and now I get a plus one item bonus to attack and damage rolls for 10 minutes.
Damn, that's pretty solid.
Yep. Whoa.
All right.
Awesome.
So that was number three. All right, that was it. Your first action?
Oh, no. I have one left.
You have one left.
Yeah, because
okay.
I slid to the left. Oh, man, this is an extra plus one to this one. I'm going to attack the one that is to the west of Benson, that is kind of northeast to me.
Okay.
Like, you're next. And natural one.
There we go. The fans love it when you roll natural ones.
Do
you
they?
Know, you did
right
good,
in.
You did good right enough in. On this turn. You're, it's all right.
You did good. You did good pick.
Oh my god. Catastrophic failure.
So
you swing and you clock yourself so hard on your head that you fall unconscious until you wake up or the end of your next turn. So you like black out.
Holy crap.
Oh my god.
I think what happens is Grimshaw, like, you know, he's been invigorated by the Morning Star, but the Morning Star is like, nah man, you're not pushing hard enough. And like Grimshaw struggles to control the weapon, and yeah, just swings wildly, and yeah, literally knocks himself on the head, prone, out cold. He could be dead.
Oh shit, Vamir!
Morningstar,
feast on the fallen,
soaking up the blood from your head.
Vamir, eat this man.
He's dead.
What the heck?
He has no pulse.
Stop, he's already dead.
Alright. Elkwood, it is your turn.
Okay, seeing that ludicrous display there, he's gonna take a step over here. He's gonna flank with Benson. Feels like old times. Hunt prey, and he's going to bonk. So go. Oh my god. 36 to hit.
36 to hit.
I rolled the same exact number last time. 16 on die.
I was gonna say, yeah. And this is the guy you're flanking with, Benson?
Yup.
Okay, then that is a critical hit then.
Let's go.
Mad with power. Oh, wait, what am I doing? Hunter's Edge, get on here. Thank you. I was like, where's my D8s? Come on here. Almost max. Okay. 8 and a 7 on the D8s.
Oh, my
and
God.
And a 7 and a 3 on the D10s. That is 62 points of damage.
Describe your kill.
God.
Same exact thing. He charges great. Up. He warns Benson right before he does it. Like, he feels like he's going to do it. And just the head just obliterates off his body. Just gone.
Just this skull and gray matter just on the wall
behind it. It's like, Benson, duck! Boom! And just...
Alright. Alright. Then from there, there's only two left. So this is number one. He is going to... He's not in a position to flank, which is not where he wants to be. So he will delay his turn until the other guy goes so he can reposition. Okay, so number five will go first. Number five goes up behind Elkwood.
Oh, cool.
And he's going to try and trip you.
Okay.
So it could be a trip.
Okay, that's my fort. All right.
It says... trip with the athletics. You can use this weapon to trip with the athletics skill even if you don't have a free hand. Weapons reap, blah blah blah. It doesn't say what it goes against.
I always thought it was like 4-2 save or something.
It's a tripping against reflex DC. No,
I was gonna say yeah, because shoving is the one that's against
4-2. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
okay.
So I imagine that a 29 is a fail.
No, yeah. He steps out of the way.
Yeah, and then he will just attack you with the regular swing.
Smart.
And still a miss, unfortunately. Map will do that. And then the guy that is going to go now is going to just swing out at you, seeing that his friend failed to trip you. 33 to hit.
Ooh, that does hit.
Okay. No pack attack, though, because there's only two of them.
Oh, no, I'm surrounded by champions.
There's going to be 20 points of bludgeoning damage.
retributive strike.
Yeah.
So 20 points, so that's 7 points of damage.
Get a swing off.
Oh, yeah. On the top guy, right?
It's yes.
It's only on the top.
Oh, sweet. Yep. I get an attack, too.
So do I.
Yeah.
This guy's about to die.
This was the mistake.
Oh my god. Happy I get to take an attack of opportunity.
Oh, plus 15.
Remember, minus 5.
That doesn't matter with a 30.
30, that is a hit.
I have 15, plus 15 to hit, I got 15.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. Yep.
I'm rolling
32.
I love this dice roller.
32. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be a hit as well.
Damage, but I didn't hunt prey, so it's only
d10. Okay, so let's go in initiative order. So Elkwood, you get yours first.
20 points of damage.
After that, Kezra, what is yours?
I rolled a natural 1.
No.
Notched. Your weapon takes 1d6 damage. Ignore hardness.
Ooh.
So. Mm.
One of the fingertips breaks off of the gauntlet there.
Ooh. Yeah.
How much?
Oh no!
How much does your gauntlet have?
It took 3 damage. It'll take more than that.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, go to hell.
And then Benson.
9 points of damage.
9. Okay. Alrighty then.
Hey, that's Grimshaw rolling right there.
That Grimshaw?
Pretty much as low as I can roll.
Yeah. All right. So that was the first attack on you. So second attack then. Okay. Second attack. Natural 20.
Oh, damn. I mean, you were due.
Yeah.
No pack attack though. So just the norm. 36 points of bludgeoning.
Ow.
And you crush his skull. The target is stupefied 3 until healed.
Oh no.
Your spell casting.
No.
Okay, so, and wow, not doing the liberating step there.
I'm unconscious.
He's unconscious.
Oh, that's right. He is. Oh, man. Then put an icon on him or something, because I was like, Grimshaw's just standing there watching all this go down. So what was it? 36 points of damage, right?
Yeah, 36 points of bludgeoning damage from the crit. Okay, and you guys see Elkwood's eyes look in 2 different directions all of a sudden. you okay, buddy?
I'm trying to snap my fingers. I feel like I should be doing spells. And I'm like, wait.
You just hear the...
They don't cast spells.
You just hear the Taco Bell dong.
This is what it feels like.
All right. Kezra, your turn.
All right. That hurt. The claw. So he goes into a rage. He's mad now.
Man.
He is going to swing out of this guy. And I got a 39.
Oh,
oh my god, yeah, that's a critical hit. Jesus Christ.
Natural 19.
You can tell me it was a natural 20, you know.
clean up crew.
It was actually natural 19.
Oh, wow, okay, all right. All
right, so with a raid. Forty-four damage.
Oh, Jesus! He had 33 left. So please describe your kill.
Wow!
Actually, it does more damage because I did a bunch of unholy damage on the crit.
Yeah.
Oh right. Yep. Yep.
Benson sees this.
So he goes ahead and he slashes this guy with this like burning claw with the Asmodeus star on it. And as he does, a bunch of, like, chains erupt out of the claw and attach to him. And then Kezra just, like, rips his arm back and he just slings across the floor.
Sick.
Yeah.
That was fucking metal.
Fucking metal, man.
Goddamn Kezra.
Fuck yeah, brother.
It's like, you know what? Asmodeus is cool.
That was cool shit.
Respect, man. That was actually pretty chill.
Alright.
And then I guess he'll just
He's actually going to use his last action. He's going to run all the way over. He's going to run around to cut off the guy's escape.
Alrighty. Okay. Taking point there, it comes to Sir Benton Black.
Okay, we are going to just try to kill everybody.
Yeah.
Is it just the one guy left?
Yep, just this guy right over here. I know, there's a lot of corpses, so you have to look through all the dead bodies to find the one guy.
Alive. If you wanted to flank, you might want to if you have the movement, take a step to the south.
Yeah, because Grimshaw is unconscious.
Yeah, Grimshaw's unconscious. I technically cannot flank.
He's not threatening anyone.
The unconscious man is, in fact, not very threatening.
Unfortunately, that first one's only a 28 or 29.
It's still a hit.
Okay.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Keep forgetting it's 21 instead of.
Oh, yeah, yep. But, yeah, to get some damage. See if we can take him out in the next round.
Come on. 16 points of damage.
Okay.
Solid.
And a final shot. That is Tim, 18 plus
15.
33. 33,
that's a hit. It'd be 18 plus 16. So it'd be 34. And you're flanking.
It would not change to a crit.
Yep. Only 11 points of damage.
Okay.
That's my turn.
Okay. The top of round 13, Grimshaw, you wake up at the end of it.
No.
What?
Because I'm reading the rules, I'm unconscious.
Uh-huh.
Wait, the crit specifically said if nothing wakes me up, right?
Or the end of your next turn.
Yeah, or the end of here.
Yeah.
What can wake me up is if I'm unconscious and I do not have below one hit point, then I get a free perception check if there are loud noises around me.
Or quiet.
I think there are loud noises.
So the end of the round was not you wake up. The end of the round was you are allowed to wake up.
No. It would be like if I had gotten knocked out cold and then everyone suddenly was quiet.
Yeah.
Then I would have woken up at the end of my round.
Oh, okay,
but
okay.
Because there are loud noises, according to the rules of unconscious, I get a free perception check.
Okay.
And that is determined by you. There's a table.
I was going to say, I imagine this is an easy DC 10 to hear people fighting directly on top of you.
Yeah, and I got a 17.
On top of you. Yeah, there are three people slugging it out over top of you, so
there's blood splashing onto you.
Onto your face.
Right. So I get roused by the blood splashing on my face.
What's that, ketchup?
So that's free perception check. So I'm prone on the ground. I stand up, just one action. I pick up my Morningstar, second action. And just still just like unsteady on my feet, I'm going to make a strike. Are you the one I was killing? And I got a 9 on the die for a 30.
That is a hit.
Yeah. And it's nice like rolling crap and still hitting. Like there's something special about that.
It's really good to be an 11th level character.
Track die. Hey, 13, 19 points of piercing.
Okay.
Damn, so well.
Yeah, he was not hit much before this this turn. This Scarlet Triad Thug number 5, Elk's taken a few hits, Bence has taken a few, Grimshaw just got up. He's got a few choices. I think because he knows that
Did you skip me?
I did. My bad.
Yeah.
Jake's like, I don't want him to die.
My bad. So I'm like,
no,
wait.
He's got to live. He's got to live.
Understand. He's pivotal to the story, all right?
He has to chain the next encounter.
It is your turn now.
Okay. So he's going to switch his hunt prey to this guy. And he's just going to bonk. And he's flanking here. And
let's great bonk.
Club. Great, the great club is great. Go 31 to hit.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Oh, I was hoping for a crit. Oh.
No, it was like steadying on a 4 and then moved to 11. Oh. So, yeah, I said like I'm using the Pathfinder dice roller just because it's more convenient.
Right.
And also, I don't have anything that's cushioned right now that I can roll dice on.
Mm. Oh,
but still, that is that was actually a low roll. 17 points of damage.
That is still up.
Yeah, figured. I have one more attack. So with a map plus 15, that doesn't matter if it's a 17 on die. So that's a 32.
Yep.
This time without Hunter's Edge. Ooh, 12 points of damage.
He is dead.
Yes.
Wait. Do you knock it off again? Is this a triple header?
No, it's not a crit though. So. His head nastily doesn't come off automatically, but you can definitely tell his neck is broken.
Completely. That's a, I mean, a double header is still pretty good.
It's pretty good. Yeah, you all have killed the last Scarlet Tribe member in these two rooms. Combat has ended.
That was a long one.
What would you like to do?
I'll just gonna sit down because he is spinning.
After 13 rounds.
Oh man, yeah, we need to rest. Kezra like calms out of his rage, and then he's just like grabs his ribs because this guy's beat the shit out of him. Mm-hmm. Goes and sits on one of the bunk beds, picks up a comic book.
Yeah, El goes to sit on another one, and like he is swaying back and forth because he is still stupefied 3 until healed. So.
I think Benson just like, falls to the floor.
Yeah, Benson, how are you looking?
Fucked up.
Famir, hate the bodies.
These guys can hit.
Famir makes a nice meal out of the bulkiest bruiser.
Yeah, he's on go for this one. Drag it out of the entryway.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, just
Kezra's gonna
move the bodies into a pile.
Or he asked Alec.
Alec, can you hear anybody else come around that wall? Do you hear anything?
Actually, hold on. If I'm stupefied 3, does that affect my perception checks?
I don't know. Let's look it up.
Yeah, because for some reason I feel like it does. I just
stupefied.
Just put on your character.
Oh yeah.
Status penalty equal to intelligence, wisdom, and charisma based.
It does.
So yeah.
Yeah.
So yes. You got like tinnitus right now. You're just constant.
Oh yeah, it sucks. Oh yeah, that
sounds like the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god, my will saves. No. My will save is a plus 13 right now.
Whoa. Oh god.
He's just like about to. He's just like, I need a moment. He's going to still try. He's going to move over to this door. I mean, stealth checks doesn't matter. So not that matters anyway because it's someone
in the clear.
Yeah, he's on percept with a plus 14. Ugh, 21.
Woof.
21. Yeah, these are
7 on die plus I'm stupefied 3.
Yeah. So. Yeah, Grimshaw notices that you're not doing so hot. He's like, Elkwood up. I can give a listen. And he's gonna walk up and give a listen because he's a little perceptive himself. 29.
You hear absolutely nothing.
Oh, okay. I don't hear anything. I think we can maybe take some time.
Yeah, it's quiet in here. You definitely don't hear anything down the hallway. If you do listen, kind of just sort of the ambience, you can hear the giant shouting at some of the slaves outside. But.
Oh, good. He was distracted. Wow. I was just looking at all the negatives now. Like, yeah, that affects actually a lot of my things here. Like,
yeah,
the stupefied.
Crafting my lore check for Underworld, occultism, nature, all that stuff. Because I was about to say, I could do a nature check, because I can do nature for medicine, for me.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
But it's only a plus 12 now. Yeesh.
Yeah, so till you guys heal up, that's what you guys are dealing with.
Now, how did you want to do this, Jake? Because Benson and I, every ten minutes, we get a lay on hands. So did you want to take it per 10 minutes?
Yeah. Let's do it per 10 minutes. What time did you guys get here? Like, you guys got here in the morning, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, these guys were clearly eating breakfast when you guys came up, so...
just gambling, beer, card game. Breakfast.
beer, steak, and eggs.
We're going to have to rest up for, like, an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I check the bodies if they have any potions on them?
Loot the bodies. Let me see.
Like the bruisers?
I mean... bruisers did not have any potions on them. Mm-hmm. I will say that if you check the room before, while you don't see the gold in that room, you do find what appears to be a shiny looking longbow and a shiny looking longsword.
Okay. Can I identify them?
Yeah, I'll just tell you they're a plus one striking.
Okay.
I can dual wield.
Oh. Yep, dual wield bows. Pull the string back with your foot.
Yes.
Did these guys have anything on them in their jammies?
These guys did not have anything on them besides their. They just had weapons and their leathers and shit like that. So, if you want, I think that each of them had a javelin left. If you're interested,
so seven javelins.
What is this hallway to the north? Is that a doorway?
So that hallway to the north. Yeah, so that goes out to the quarry.
Yeah, we don't want to go out there right now.
Is that
now.
A gate?
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where the giant is, somewhere mid. I mean, like, the only benefit that we have is that quarry is so massive, he probably doesn't realize that these guys are dead yet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Because remember, it's like multiple football fields.
Mm hmm.
Yes.
So who is down the most?
Benson, probably.
I'm down about 100.
I'm down half, at least.
Okay. I am currently exactly at 81 hit points out of 173.
Oh my god. Okay.
And at one point, I was at 15.
Right.
Yeah, Kez is really hurt. I'm like 25% health.
Yeah. First land hands on Benson on Benson, and then Grimshaw on Kezra. Want to try to spread the love just in case Jake's like, and there's someone else pops up.
How much points is that again?
36.
Yeah, that was only 10 minutes, too.
Yeah.
Because,
and you can treat wounds in that 10 minutes.
Yep.
If I just drink a health potion, that would categorize as healing, right? So would that just work?
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, for the stupefied, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what he's gonna do. He's gonna chug a. I have a lesser healing potion, so
yeah, it's a pretty small one just to get rid of the condition.
I think
at least,
elixir of life lesser was like 3d6. Yeah, 3d6 plus six.
Okay. You guys spend 10 minutes kind of going through your heels and stuff like that. 10 minutes go by, nothing.
Okay. Cool.
20 minutes go by, nothing.
Okay.
All right. So who wants the next? I guess I'll do Kezra again for another 36.
I'll hit Elkwood.
Concentrate on that. Yeah.
Well, Elkwood just took a potion.
Okay,
so maybe
I got 18.
Then I'm doing myself again.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Got 18 back. That gets rid of the stupefied position thing.
If Elk does a treat wounds on me, I'll be full.
Yeah. Okay. Let me spit on you for a moment. Because that's the medicine is nature, so he just, you know, crumbles up a bunch of, like, herbs that just presses into your legs and... It's a 25, so isn't that a crit? Or no?
On the
if
DC
you did
15?
The DC 15.
Yeah, that is a crit.
Yeah. So, was that 48 or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I'm going to need one more lay on hands to be full again.
Okay. Wow, that's low. 19 points of healing for you.
That's Izzy. All I needed.
Okay. Yeah, so he just jams it and numbs your wounds.
Gross. You didn't wash your hands.
He just looks around, surrounded by blood. He goes, doesn't matter. covered in blood.
I think I was bludgeoned anyway.
All right, so you, Benson, you said you just need one more lay on hands.
Yeah.
Did you say you got me, Benson, with one?
No, he did himself because you did the healing potion. I can get you, as long as nothing happens in the next 10 minutes, I can get you this next round.
Okay.
But nothing happens in the next 10 minutes.
Okay.
And you guys are able to use whatever heals to get back up.
Okay.
Cool.
Excellent.
Perhaps a little drained on resources, but nothing that's harries you in this time.
Perfectly fine.
All right, so here's the thing, though. If we had another 30 minutes, I could get all my focus points back.
Yeah. Well, we can do
so,
that.
Once again, Jake, I don't want to try to nitpick, but I don't know what your timetable's like. So, I say that since we're all healed up,
mm-hmm.
then I say we take some defensive positions, and then Benson and I focus up. And
okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that. We can, like, me and Kezra can set up point and just let you guys do whatever to get your focus back.
You guys wait the full 30. You gain everything back, and you don't hear anything. You don't notice anything. You just deal with the constant noise of that giant harassing and abusing slaves outside.
Being a jerk.
I don't know. That's
how that weighs on your conscience is up to you and your character.
Let's explore the rest of this room.
Yeah. He's being a jerk for like an hour already. God.
You think it's like a hobby of his. He does it all day.
He just comes up with more insults, and you're like, damn, he's getting creative out there.
You and your face are just stupid.
Oh,
just hear Benson in the back corner. Got him.
Thanks.
All right, so.
Benson, I really want to kill that guy out there.
Me too.
Kezra,
he's really unoriginal with his insults.
Kezra puts the Staff of Fire away, and he pulls out a wand instead.
Because
the Staff of Fire is spent.
Oh, yeah.
How do you want to proceed further?
It's clear the rest of this room.
Agreed. We need to continue to take out these tunnels. Because when we do confront the giant in the center, I really don't want backup.
Agreed. Let's move forward.
Yep. We're
all right.
Grimshaw and Benson. The Shield Brothers. Okay.
Shield Brothers.
Shield Brothers.
you guys walk for... Let me do some math.
An hour.
You guys walk for 255 feet to the west. Until eventually it turns north. And then in about 150 feet, 160 feet, you can start to see light coming in from the next room.
Okay.
Ready?
So you're going west, so you're going across the south side, and then it turns right, meaning that you're now going north across the quarry. When you guys get to... When you start to see light, you also start to hear voices. These voices... they sound very deep. They sound very rumbly. And they sound like a language that you just heard a few days ago.
Oh.
Giant.
Yoden.
Yotun.
I'm gonna take... the exploration action of walking with my shield raised.
Okay.
So that if... when the inevitable combat starts, I will have my shield raised at the beginning of combat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As you guys begin walking, go ahead and make me a perception check.
All right.
As these voices are conversing back and forth.
About as middle of the road for me as I can get.
28.
30.
Oof. Okay. Yeah, I'd say you guys can figure it out. You can hear up to you can hear up to 6 different voices.
Whoa.
Talking.
What's up, da? Gawa. Hold on. Whoa, no.
You hear all these different voices talking back and forth. It seems like they're kind of maybe talking. Sometimes they're talking a little excitedly, so maybe it sounds like they're like telling a story or something like that. Like they're it's calm, but it's like they're like sort of excitedly talking about something. Doesn't seem like they're arguing at all.
Yeah. Can we go back in time for 2.5 seconds?
Oh my god.
The pile of gold. It couldn't have gone far. Did we like tear out this room looking for it?
Yeah, we inspected the bodies.
Yeah, we had like an hour. No, we didn't like look at the bunk beds and stuff. Like I really he couldn't have gone very far. So I'm gonna say that during the time that we spent there, we spent like an hour that we like tore up the beds and stuff looking for that gold because it has to be there.
I would have thought it'd be on one of them.
You already heard the voice of the giant, so.
But I really. But Jake, the gold.
Come on!
You go
through one of the foot lockers, and in fact, there is a pile of gold.
Yes! Okay.
Precisely. How much was it? Precisely 252 gold pieces.
All right.
That looked to be wrapped up in a tablecloth. As I said, he literally like it says in the book, he like grabs the gold and runs.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine like a Looney Tunes character. He just like scoops it up, throws it over his back, and runs. It's mine.
Before we approach the giants, I just look over my shoulder. Really glad we searched the footlocker for that gold.
He's still an Abadar worshiper at heart.
He's like, wait, what was that?
Who would worship that guy? He's greedy.
Yeah, he's just all about. I'm all about the revolution, man. I just want some sick armor to help out the revolution.
The only thing gold gets me is the freedom for others. Okay, I am going to move you to the next map. Okay. I mean, when you guys can see it, you guys are deep in a hallway, and there should be a torch right in front of you as it like kind of opens up to the north some more. So don't move quite yet,
okay?
Because as you start to get to that corner, that's where you start to hear the voices just on the other side of the corner, turning north. Let me just make sure. Let me look at line of sight here. Okay, so the corner you guys can sort of see into the room, but in order to like see the room, you would have to go around the corner.
Right. I mean, I don't know. Benson and I like we're not particularly quiet. I say we just shield up.
Let me go ahead at least. Okay. So see what's going on.
Okay, Kezra pulls out another wand, not the one that he was already holding, and it glows faintly, and Elk disappears.
Oh,
yay!
So I use the wand of invisibility.
He disappears. He is dead. He teleported.
Oh, I killed him.
Oh shit! That was the wand of disintegration.
Yeah, so you can go find out what we're dealing with. Come back, and then we'll talk strategy.
Yes. That was 35 on stealth. That's awesome.
Okay. You successfully stealth. You go up, and this is what you see. Can you see the room there, Elk?
Yes.
Okay, you can see the room. I will reveal to you the 6 stone giants in the room. There's one in the center here that appears to be dictating some kind of story. And he is, in fact, shaping stone into, like, little figures. And, like, using it to tell the story. And then he, in his hand, he's forming these little figures, and he makes 3 tiny figures, and then he makes another large figure, and it looks like he's dictating that they're speaking. And then in one instance, and he goes, Jigaki. And he says the word powerful. And then he crushes the little people in his hand.
Jigaki.
I'll see you guys next time.
Sounds like a nice guy.
I guess they're not friends.
Six star giants.
Six.
Oh, my God. Oh, and you just wanted to run it.